The National Electric Power Regulatory Authority, NEPRA, on Thursday reserved its judgment on a request for increase in electricity rates up to 1.27 rupee per unit on account of fuel charges adjustment, FCA, for April 2025. NEPRA held a hearing to consider the tariff hike plea submitted by the Central Power Purchasing Agency Guarantee Limited, CPPAG. The hearing was chaired by NEPRA chairman and attended by the representatives of CPPAG, officials of the Ministry of Energy, business community members, journalists and members of the public. According to NEPRA, CPPAG had filed the request for a tariff hike of 1.268 rupees per unit under the FCA for April. If approved, the increase will be applicable for 1 month only. The proposed adjustment will apply to all consumers of power distribution companies, DISCOs, excluding lifeline consumers, prepaid meter users and electric vehicle charging stations. NEPRA also stated that the adjustment would not be applicable to K-Electric consumers. The regulator emphasized that it carefully heard the views of all relevant stakeholders. It will now conduct further scrutiny of the data before issuing a detailed decision. According to the CPPAG petition, the actual fuel cost borne during April was 9.9197 rupees per kilowatt hour, kWh, while the reference cost, used for billing consumers, was 7.6803 rupees per kilowatt hour. The difference of 1.2685 rupees per unit is now sought to be recovered from consumers. In its request, CPPAG stated that a total of 10,513 gigawatt hours, GWH, of electricity was generated in April, of which 10,196 gigawatt hours, nearly 97%, was supplied to DISCOs while the rest was lost in transmission. Data revealed that power generation in the month under review remained heavily reliant on costly imported fuels. Over 20% of electricity was generated by using imported liquefied natural gas, LNG, at an extremely high cost of 24 rupees and 26 paise per unit. The electricity produced from imported coal also proved expensive, costing 16 rupees and 60 paise per unit. While the share of hydroelectric power was relatively significant at 21.94% and nuclear power contributed 17.91% at a low cost of 2 rupees and 10 paise per unit, these cheaper sources were unable to offset the impact of expensive fuel-based generation. Local coal accounted for 14.51% of the generation at 11 rupees and 21 paise per unit and gas-based power added another 8% at 11 rupees and 82 paise per unit. Power generation from furnace oil, though minimal at just 0.79%, was the costliest, being recorded at 28 rupees and 77 paise per unit. The petition highlighted a small quantity of power, around 0.31%, imported from Iran, which came at a high cost of 25 rupees and 35 paise per unit. No generation was recorded from high-speed diesel, which is typically reserved for emergency use due to its high cost. The proposed tariff increase, if approved, will be reflected in the electricity bills of millions of consumers, excluding lifeline users.